This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We got about an hour left in the show, so definitely give us a call with any questions, and we'll do everything we can to help you out. We're really starting to think spring. We're starting to think of what else we can do to get ready for spring and for that next step. Now, a lot of these things we might have done in the fall as we got ready for winter by putting things away, getting things cleaned up. But right now, one thing to look at would be getting those tools ready for spring, right? Is it your shovel? Is it your rakes? Is it your pitchfork? What is it? Cleaning off the dirt if you didn't get rid of it last year. Sharpening the blade on the shovel, making it easier to go through. Making sure that the handle isn't broken, or if it needs to be cleaned up, maybe some of the outside, maybe if you had like a poly resin on the outside, or maybe it needs to be sanded down and cleaned so you're not getting those splinters this summer and spring. Take a look at those things. Now, what else can we be doing? Well, say you do rototill each year. Get your rototiller cleaned up, ready to go. Check the oil. Check the spark plugs. Check the, you know, the filters. Make sure it's ready to go. Sometimes if you left the gas in it, maybe it's siphoning the gas out and putting new gas in. Now, the same thing can be said for your mower. Cleaning it up. Checking the oil, checking the filters, checking the spark plugs, but more importantly, cleaning and sharpening the blades of your mower. Because on your blades, if they have some broken edges, and maybe you hit, you know, a rock during this last summer or whatnot, what it does is it cleans it up to make it easier for those blades to cut the grass, and it's not at a jagged edge, it's at a regular edge and nice and clean. We're not opening the door for pathogens. So those are things to think about. Now, we do have a call on the line, so we're going to get back into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Chris is in New Hampshire.
Chris, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I have a young, soul-surviving ash tree that I started treating when I moved here 5 years ago against the rust that they normally get. So it seems to have escaped emerald ash. But okay. It has the smaller, younger branches on the bottom seem to have what looks like a water sprout on any other kind of, like my fruit trees. Is that something I should prune off?
I would on the beech tree, especially, if it's
an ash tree.
I'm sorry, an ash tree. I apologize. I would as well. Either of them. Because the water sprouts just take away from the growth and the energy for the rest of the plant.
Right. I just didn't know if this was something this tree did as part of its branching series. But, but they look like water sprouts to me.
Well, I mean, all trees are going to do it. It's not one of those ones where I would say, yeah, I'm going to keep it. Because all it's doing is taking energy away. We want it to focus on more of the rest of the tree. What I would look at the same time would be any cross branches that are in the rest of the tree, any, dead branches, anything along those lines to push more growth into the rest of the tree versus those shoots. But water sprouts I'd say 99 out of 100 different trees are definitely non-beneficial.
Okay.
Okay? And we want to push that growth up. We don't want to have it low on the ground either.
What would you recommend for fertilizer for that in the spring?
I'd be looking at like a tree tone, just a regular tree tone from Espoma.
Okay.
That's going to be, you're going to fertilize those at the drip line, so as wide as the tree is, as wide as it goes out.
Yes.
Measure from the diameter on the trunk to tell you exactly how much you would need. About how tall are the trees, would you say?
Oh, there's just the one. Everything else has been devoured by the emerald ash borer. I would say it's probably close to 25 feet.
Okay. So would you say the diameter of the trunk is probably like 4 to 6 inches or over 4 to 6 inches?
Oh, it's more than that. If I put both my hands together, and I have fairly small hands, I can't quite get around it.
Okay.
At my shoulder height.
So what you're looking to do is you measure it at about 4 feet above the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to tell me probably the diameter. So we're looking at, straight across basically. And it's most likely going to be in that 6-inch range, maybe 4 to 6 inch.
About diameter, that's about right.
And so what I would look at that point is 6 pounds per inch. So it's 6 pounds per inch of diameter for that fertilizer. So 6 pounds is about 18 cups. So tree
tone, like a small bag, a tree tone. Though.
Yeah, it's a small bag, but that's per inch. So if
right.
you're looking at it as six, it's probably a 36 pound bag, and they might have a 36 pound bag.
I'll have to ask.
Yeah, no, it's definitely.
I haven't seen them that big. I've seen holly tone that big, but I have not seen the tree tone.
Might be 18 pounds then, so you could just get a couple of them. But that's. That's what I would be looking at doing.
Would I make holes at the tree line, or would I just spread it out and work it in?
So what I would be doing is, for the larger tree, because it's 25 feet tall, I would make holes on the outside, like 2 to 3 inches deep. Maybe just take like a transplanter or a trowel, make a little bit of hole, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe about go around in like a circle every, with that many, maybe every 4 feet in the big circle and making these holes and divide it in between each one of them and then fill the holes over with soil and then water thoroughly. It's 100% organic, so it's not going to burn, but you would just definitely... be on the drip line, making little holes, and you want to go down. You don't want to go, you don't want it to just be very thin in there, because our root system of a tree like that can go down 12 inches, 12, 18 inches. So we want to go maybe down about 8 to 10 inches into the soil. If we put it just at the top, top couple inches, it's not going to grasp at it as easily. We want to try and get it a little bit deeper.
Could I use a crowbar to do that?
Oh, yeah, perfect. That would be even better because you might be able to bang that straight in, go back and forth, open up that hole a little bit, and go that way. That would be perfect.
Okay.
But it's definitely needs to be done now. And then if you know that it's had problems in the past, in the fall, you use it at half the rate. So say you use two 18-pound bags now, you would use an 18-pound bag in the fall.
Okay. All right.
Excuse me. So that would be the best way to do it.
And keep up with the tree cone.
In the spring and the fall. It's not something you would need to do during the summer. Because since it is organic, it's a slower release. It's going to take some time. When I would exactly do it is when you're starting to see some growth happen on the tree. So you're starting to see the leaves emerge. That's when I would do it. So it's not too early. Right? We don't want to do it if the soil is frozen or if the plant isn't starting to, work or, grow. So that way it starts to immediately grab towards the fertilizer. It's not breaking down and we're losing a couple weeks of the fertilization program.
Okay.
Okay?
Sounds good.
All right, Chris. Well, good luck.
Thank you very much.
All right. Have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And it's super sunny out. Looks great. A lot different than yesterday afternoon. I don't know if any of you who got stuck in it, but I'll tell you, if you have a chance to watch a video, I saw it on Twitter yesterday, of downtown Boston and watching the snow squall come through in real time and then leave. It's obviously sped up, but I mean, we had it here. We were hanging out. I was talking with the girls, and all of a sudden it started getting dark outside, and I was like, it's only 4:15. Why is it getting dark? It's supposed to get lighter at this point. And then it just got real dark, and all of a sudden I look out the window and it's white. I couldn't see a thing. And then within, I don't know, 5 minutes, the sun was back out. The craziest thing. I mean, that's what a snow squall is, but it happened a couple times yesterday. I'll tell you, I was not expecting it. But that's why I should have been a weather person, because they don't have to tell you things like that are coming to the last minute, and they still get paid. They can be wrong 50% of the time and still get paid. It doesn't happen at many jobs. Anyways, we're getting into spring. We're thinking spring. Spring is about a month away. March 20th, I think the time is like 3:35 or 3:33 in the day, in the afternoon. So we're not far from it. We're getting excited because we can start getting out there, get things done. We're starting to plan for spring, plan those gardens, get ready. Get ready for what's in front of us for the year. You know, getting that stuff ready is the best way to do this. And I started talking about getting your mower ready, getting your rototiller ready. This would be the time to, if you need to get some work done on your mower, rototiller, to talk to a local small engine repair company. Because you know what happens if we wait until end of March, beginning of May, April, when we're going to start mowing, everybody's going to start at that point and start seeing the issue and then bring it in. And then it's a month out. And then you're going to have a lawn that's like 6 feet tall and you're wondering what to do. So thinking ahead is huge. You know, take Wednesday. It's supposed to be like 67 degrees. If you're at home and have some time, take the mower out. Take the rototiller out. Pull the cord. Make sure it starts up. If it won't start up and there's an issue, get it to the place. But if there isn't, that's when you can start looking at everything else. Look at sharpening the blade. Maybe getting a new blade if you need to. Cleaning out the underside. If you left gas in it, siphon out all the gas. Because the water could have just sat in it, frozen, thawed, given issues long term. But this would be a good day to do that on Wednesday from what I'm seeing. Could change. But I'm seeing warm temperatures. This is when you also want to get out there and sharpen your pruners, sharpen your shovels, sharpen all the things that are going to be doing some pruning or cleaning up. We're not quite to the point where we're going to do some pruning on like roses. We can do on some other shrubs like fruit trees, the ornamental trees, etc. But roses, we still have another week and, month and a half to do just about, right? We look at using when the Red Sox come back to Boston to play for real. Well, if you look at that, who knows when they're going to play again? They've already postponed part of spring training. So let's look at when tax time is. We all know that date. We hate that date. We don't want to think about that date, but we know it happens. It should be in April. Should be. About April 15th, right? So we know at that point, that's when we can start pruning our roses, getting some things taken care of from there. So a lot of these dates are approaching very quickly. So get prepared. Get things ready. And it'll definitely help you out in the long term. If you have some questions, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Russian forces are now shelling Ukraine. Russia claims that some of the shells fired were from a government-held part of eastern Ukraine and landed on their side of the border. Earlier, separatist leaders ordered a full military mobilization. President Biden and his defense chief are convinced that Russian leader Vladimir Putin has made the decision to invade. Secretary Lloyd Austin in Lithuania.
For months now, Russia has been building up its military forces in and around Ukraine, including in Belarus. They are uncoiling and are now poised to strike.
At a security conference in Munich, Vice President Kamala Harris warned that Russia would face unprecedented financial consequences if it attacks Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
Police have arrested more than 100 protesters involved in the so-called Freedom Convoy demonstrations in the Canadian capital of Ottawa, which officials said turned violent. The convoy protests began in late January and were initially focused on the Canadian government's vaccine mandate for cross-border truckers. But now it's expanded into a broader movement against public health measures to limit the spread of COVID-19. On Friday, police arrested more than 100 people and have had 21 vehicles towed in Ottawa. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau invoked the Emergencies Act to allow the government to expand measures to end the protests, and pointed out to CNN that some people in the U.S. are funding the protesters. Officials in the U.S. are also concerned about a potential trucker convoy protest ahead of President Biden's State of the Union address on March 1st. According to CNN, you're listening to USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're towards the end of the program. Great show so far. Lots of good questions earlier on. Lots of things to be thinking about. We're definitely available to help you out. Again, we're a month away from spring. So let's get ready for it. But we do have a call on the line, so we want to get to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Michael's in Sterling.
Michael, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I have a question regarding my lawn.
Sure.
I had an infestation of wild violets. I tried the Weed Beater Ultra numerous times, didn't work. So this fall, I just ended up going up there with a Roundup and an Ortho product. And I just killed like almost 80% of what was there.
Okay.
I plan on doing that again in the spring. My thought is to get a rototiller, loosen up all the soil, then plant seed and cover it with peat moss. My other option is rototill it and then have someone come in and hydroseed. Just wondering what your thoughts are.
So wild violet is a tough one, as you know.
Yeah.
The thing about wild violet is towards the end of the season, it goes dormant. And it's harder. You don't kill everything towards the end of the year. So springtime is one where you'd have to do again. That being said, I'm not in the camp of rototilling until you get rid of and you make sure that you've gotten rid of more of those wild violets this spring. Because what'll happen is if they start to pop up, if they're there, and you rototill them, you might just be spreading the plant, right?
Right.
So I want to make sure that it's taken care of first. So You know, I would say the majority of them are going to be gone. And the best way to get it is to produce that stronger lawn, right? So we're on either side of this. It's hard. So what I would do is first allow in the spring, the first couple weeks when things are starting to grow, see if you're seeing any of them, right? If you are seeing any of them in those first 2 weeks, that's when you would use that Weed Beater Ultra. The reason why, the Weed Beater Ultra can go in colder temperatures, whereas if you were to use Roundup, it has to be 65 degrees or hotter during the day, multiple days in a row. And usually about that time, it cools down at night, you know what I mean? Sure. So that's where the Weed Beater Ultra would come into play. From there, you would wait 2 weeks, and at that point, then I would rototill everything and start fresh from it. Because I'm just worried that you do all this work, you do all this rototilling, cleaning up, putting the new loom, putting the seed down, and you'd already spread those wild violets through. I think, you know, based on, you know, the spraying that you did, you killed the majority of them.
Yes.
And you're going to end up being fine long term. Sometimes that's what it takes, is just a heavy killing to make the lawn thicker. But the ideal aspect of this is then to get the lawn growing and growing strong, fertilizing, keeping that going. What I would also look at doing is, if you haven't already, get a soil sample done so that we can see what nutrients need to get there, because the nutrients are important to get that thicker lawn, because the thicker the lawn gets, less weeds are going to get in there. You know, you'd be fertilizing less long term because you don't have to put as much. You're just balancing out, keep it going. So it's a little bit of work, but I think waiting a couple weeks into the spring to see if anything pops up, so you know that you're going to, you know, if it's still there before you rototill. Because sometimes rototilling can just move them around, and then it gets bigger and a worse problem, and then you're starting over again.
Yeah. Well, there is no lawn. just the violets. So.
Okay. Then what I'm thinking, hear me out then. After all this, it just popped in my head. If it's no lawn and you want to start over, I would let whatever starts growing and then do a complete kill again.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Kill everything there again. I for some reason, I thought there was already an existing lawn, so I was just trying to not ruin that part, right?
Sure.
So kill everything that you can. Use that Weed Beater Ultra. As soon as it starts growing and it's above 45 degrees, spray everything and kill everything. So we're killing the weeds and they don't go to seed.
Yeah.
Then once that happens, rototill it, get some, you know, compost in there. You know, what I might do is get a top dressing of compost over the top before I rototill, and then rototill that in so it mixes the compost into the soil, because compost is important for the lawn.
Sure.
And then seed. Now, either seed method is fine if you want to put seed down, or hydro seed. Now, if you put hydro seed down, if you have somebody hydro seed, I know it's going to sound odd, but I want you to seed prior. All I want you to do is just get a bag of seed that would be close to what they're going to use. Sprinkle it all over the yard first, because what sometimes happens with hydro seed, if it's on a little bit of a hill or certain areas aren't the same level, with the water, it can move some of the seed into certain areas and not really coat everything. So anytime I've ever had any hydro seeding done, I've just taken a bag of like Jonathan Green Black Beauty and thrown it down first, and then have them hydro seed over the top. You're getting a little bit of making sure that it hits everywhere. I know it sounds like a little bit odd, but when I worked at a different location, just dealing more with landscapers, I talked to a number of them, and they all said if they were having somebody come in to hydro seed, they always put a bag of seed down just as an extra to make sure it was thicker and it worked well, because sometimes the hydroseed with so much water, it can just not go in every area. I'm not saying don't hydroseed, because I think hydroseeding is an effective way. I just like to add that seed to make sure it's even better for me.
Sure. Okay. All right. Very good points. Thank you very much for your help. I appreciate it.
No problem, Michael, and well, good luck.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We got about 20 minutes left in the show. So we got some time to answer a few more questions if you're out there and need some things done. So give us that call. If not, we'll just keep on keeping on like we always do. We're thinking spring. We're getting ready. It's exciting times right now. These temperatures that keep happening, you're like, all right, just stay a little bit longer. But they're just not doing it. Like I said, first thing this morning, I saw something online that said it's basically Mother Nature right now is playing Powerball. And just throwing out random numbers. One day it's 61, then it's 14, 30, 67. We're just going all over the place. I just can't believe the weather we're having. I almost feel like it's like this every year, but I don't think it's been this extreme. These are some extremes around here. And, you know, you're driving, the windows are down, and you just want to do stuff. And yesterday morning, my lawn had nothing on it. The ice was gone, the snow was gone, and now it's got a dusting of snow on it from yesterday. You know, I was getting excited. We know we're going to do certain things this spring. It's like, all right, let's go. Not so much. And hey, it's school vacation this week, so maybe Wednesday you could have the kids go out and do some things, get some work done with you, at least in Massachusetts. I know New Hampshire might be another week from now, but have them help you. Wednesday's going to be 67. How about playing, a new game of pickup sticks? And those sticks are the branches that fell over the past couple of weeks. Clean up the yard and get ready. So definitely a good week to have that. You're going to start noticing in the next couple of weeks, a lot of your garden centers are going to start bringing in their spring products, getting ready for spring for you. So it's an exciting time. You know, I know that fruit trees are the early season, usually in March, end of March, beginning of April. Check with your local garden center, because with the supply chain issues, it's not just a supply chain when it comes to trucks and those things. The supply issue is out there with a lot of these growers pushed out tons of products in 2020. And then into 2021, and now they don't have as many mature products. So earlier, the better when it comes to contacting your garden centers and saying, hey, do you have this plant? Do you have this? I wouldn't be surprised if some garden centers have some lists going of when this comes in, I want to buy it. Can you put it on hold and we'll go from there? So that's an opportunity, especially when it comes to fruit trees. If you want specifics, check in with your local garden center now and say, hey, I need a Golden Delicious, I need a Red Delicious, I need a Gala Apple, all these things. Do you have them coming in? Oh, you don't? All right, I'm going to try somebody else. Or you do? I'll pay ahead of time, or can you hold it for me when it comes in? I'll pay as soon as they come in. Those are things that we should be looking at doing now while we have some time. While the garden centers don't have all the product coming in at once, so you can get their undivided attention. Because a lot of the garden centers, when stuff starts arriving, they're all out there unloading trucks, getting everything ready for you. So now you should have some undivided attention to be able to ask some of those questions. You know, think about where you're going to put the plants first. Say, all right, it's full sun or it's partial sun. How big you want it to get? Do you have area for multiple? You know, is it an area that's very windy? Is it very hot? How's your soil? Figure those things out so then you can get these answered early before The garden centers get, like, so busy they can't do anything to help you out. And I know you're going to have lots of questions for them, so that's why you want to do it now while they have some time. So take a look and do what you can to get ready for spring. That is definitely definitely worth getting ahead and being ready when the time comes to start planting. So if you have some questions, we have enough time to maybe get one more call in. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Dram.com.
Did you lose your beautiful, expensive trees and shrubs last year due to the cold, snowy winter season? Bonide Wilt Stop is the answer. It's all natural, and this product will protect your trees and shrubs over a harsh winter. Its coating will prevent drying out, getting winter burn and transplant shock, wind burn and salt damage, sealing the moisture in, and dry cold damage winds out. Wilt Stop.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137.
That's 800-507-3137.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're wrapping the show up. Just a couple minutes left here. But we'll definitely be back next week to answer a lot of your gardening questions. We'll be 1 week closer to spring. And we'll be able to get excited a little bit more to get our hands in the dirt. Get ready for that spring. And, I mean, we could... The excitement for spring is just incredible. It's just, I think it's one of the biggest excitements we have when it comes to gardening. It's everything that could be new, everything that you're going to see, all those things, you just get excited for and ready. And it's the anticipation that kind of kills us, but we're just ready to go. So, I'm definitely excited about it. I know a lot of you are. It's definitely... It's so close. You can almost taste it, right? But it's so close. We want it just to be here. We definitely do. I'm excited for it. Hopefully you are. And we're just getting ready. We're thinking of things to do here. So, you know, might be a good day to go to your local garden center. Grab some seeds, get ready for spring. You know, get those seeds ready. Know you're going to be planting them indoors in the next couple weeks. Get the soil you need. Get the containers you need. Get a heat mat. Get all of those things ready now, because you can start very soon. Some of them you can even start now. Get ahead of it. And be ready so when spring hits, we can start getting plants outside and getting them ready. I mean, I'll tell you, it is... Every week, I know we're getting closer, but it feels like at the same time, it's either further away, because it's just like the anticipation. But get ready for spring now. Do what you can to get all your tools, all your equipment ready, so you can hit the ground running and get going. A lot of garden centers have, you know, those seeds right now. They have your fertilization program. It's too early to put fertilizer down, but maybe you can go and get it. Or you can go online, go to Natural Alternatives, get it ordered. So when spring hits, you're ready to go. We're not waiting. Now that's the thing we want to do, is just be ahead this season. Get ready for the next season as it's happening. After spring, we want to be able to get ready to relax in our garden. We don't want to have all those extra tasks to do. So thinking about it now is the best way to do it. So the weather fluctuation just gets you so excited, wanting to get out there and do things. It's the little things to do now that you can get ready. Pruning some of the trees that you have, getting rid of some of the dead and damaged, cleaning up the branches from the winter damage, cleaning up some of the leaves that might still be out there. You know, in a couple of weeks, we're going to start taking the burlap off of our arborvitaes, our shrubs, our roses, start removing some of the mulch from those areas, you know, in a few weeks, not just yet. But get ready so we know our plants are ready for spring and they can start to take in some of the moisture. They can start to take in some of the sunlight. They can be ready for you as well. So let's think ahead. Maybe we think ahead, we can use it in other parts of our life, but I want to think about the garden and think ahead now. So that's what we're doing. So we're definitely excited. We're got about a minute left in the show. So we are basically done for the day, so I appreciate everybody who called, all the questions, some great questions. We'll be back next week, so definitely listen to us then again from 6 to 10. Meantime, middle of the week this week on the 23rd of February, my daughter Ella's birthday, her fourth birthday. Seems just like yesterday she was born, but she's getting big. We're going to celebrate going to Disney on Ice. Why not, right? But she's going to be excited. This year will be better than last. Last year this time, we got COVID. This year, on to better things. But happy birthday to my youngest, Ella. Happy fourth birthday. It's going to be a good one. Anyways, till next week, guys. Get out there, clean up, maybe get in there, inside, plant something. But as always, be good to each other. That's where all we got. We'll be back next week for more question and answer. Enjoy your week. Enjoy the weather. See you next week.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.